بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Here is a part of the speech delivered on March 21, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Nowruz. The necessity to increase knowledge-based companies. If we move towards a knowledge-based economy, this important economic problem will be resolved. Strengthening production is the only way to achieve justice-based progress and resolve the problem of poverty. Well, there are technical matters in regards to making production knowledge-based. I'm not an expert. Of course, I have certain information, but it's not necessary to discuss them in this public address. These technical matters must be discussed by the officials of the country and experts in charge of such matters. They must pursue it so that the issue will be resolved. In sum, I want to say that attaining justice-based progress in the economy and resolving the problem of poverty, if we wish to resolve poverty and financial weakness, is only possible by taking the path of strengthening production. If we strengthen production, which depends on production, becoming knowledge-based, this great goal will be resolved, God willing.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I deem it necessary to raise two essential points which are related to knowledge-based companies. One point is that we do have knowledge-based companies, but they must increase in number. The second point is that we are able to do this. At present, we have a little less than 7,000 knowledge-based companies. There are around 6,600 to 6,700 knowledge-based companies in the country. And out of these, around 4,500 companies are production companies. The rest do the public work and the like. These companies create about 300,000 direct jobs. This is a noteworthy number. Of course, the people whom I asked and who provided answers said that it is more than 300,000 jobs. They guess that they have created about 320,000 direct jobs in the year 1400. Indirect jobs are much more than this. I ask them, how many more of these companies can be established in the year 1401? And they answered that 30% maximum. I'm not satisfied. I believe that 30% is not a desirable percentage for the country as it cannot satisfy the needs of the country. I expect officials to increase them by 100%. In other words, the companies should double in number, as a result of which 300,000 direct jobs will turn into 600,000 direct jobs in the year 1401.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.